This is Scott Becker with the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. I'm thrilled today to be joined by John Schneider. John had a very successful run running the health plans at the Carle Health Plans in Champaign, Illinois, the insurance plans there. Crazily successful there. He's now running the health insurance plans for the Sanford Health System in South Dakota. Thrilled to get a chance to visit with you today about those plans and running health plans and so forth. John, can you take a moment and introduce yourself?
Sure. Again, my name is John Schneider. I'm the president for Sanford Health Plan. I've been with Sanford about a year. Prior to that, I was with the Carle Health System in Champaign-Urbana, Illinois. I was actually the COO for the system as well as the CEO for the health plan the last 5 years of my tenure at Carle.
And take a moment and talk to us about the Sanford Health Plans, and then I'll ask you some more questions about why some systems are so successful with health plans and why so many are not. But tell us a little bit about the Sanford Health Plans.
Sure. Well, first of all, just about Sanford. Sanford is one of the largest health systems in the United States. It's dedicated to the integrated delivery of healthcare, genomic medicine, senior care and services, global clinics, research, and affordable insurance. So Sanford is quite a healthcare organization. Probably about a little bit more than twice the size of Carle. So much bigger opportunity for me. The health plan is the second largest carrier in both South Dakota and North Dakota. It's got more than 200,000 members. We've got over 900 appointed independent insurance agents in the region, 700 plus employer groups, 25,000 plus regional providers provide insurance in South Dakota, North Dakota, Minnesota, and Iowa.
And talk to us for a moment about the footprint of Sanford Health. You sort of gave us a preview there, but give us the footprint of Sanford Health.
Sure. So it's the premier provider in all of South Dakota, North Dakota. A large territory, vast geography. Obviously, the population is not as dense. And then we have a footprint in northern Minnesota, where we provide insurance, and then somewhat in Iowa as well.
Who is the dominant insurance? Is it a Blue Cross plan, a United plan, a Cigna, an Aetna plan? Who's the biggest health plan in the states that you compete in?
Probably Blue Cross.
And that's the case in a lot of places throughout the country. And particularly it was the case when you competed with them in Illinois,
right,
where Blue Cross is a dominant carrier and you ran the health plan and were CEO of the health system at Carle. Talk to us about why you see some health systems like Sanford, like Carle Clinic, like Spectrum in Western Michigan, that have had this great success with their health plans. Obviously, Kaiser Permanente is its own animal. But some systems have had great success. Many others get into it, get out of it, and have not had success. What differentiates that as to why some systems do so well with their own health plans and so many do so poorly?
Sure. Well, I think it's multifactorial. I think one of the more important things, if a health system is going to have a health plan, if it's just a standalone company, I'm not sure that benefits a lot. I think the successful ones, certainly what we did at Carle and certainly what we're doing here at Sanford, is an integrated model. And so that you're fully part of the system, you're leveraging the system, the system's leveraging the health plan. A lot of that is in the, value-based space as far as population health management, and really, again, leveraging each other to do that better than what a Blue Cross can do, quite honestly. Part of it is, really leveraging the richness of the data. As a system, you have both claims data and clinical data to be able to make predictive analytic decisions to impact care. Where again, a Blue Cross of the world, for the most part, has only got claims data. And claims data certainly is predictive, but it's not near as rich and doesn't have the depth and breadth. When you combine it with the clinical data and all that information, it really makes it much, much more powerful. I think the other thing where systems are successful when they have health plans is they actually differentiate so that, when you're part of a Sanford health plan and you go see a Sanford provider, you get something extra and it means something. one of the projects we're working here at Sanford on is prior approvals. And our goal by the end of the calendar year is actually to automate prior approvals within the Sanford family, just because we can leverage on the same, obviously in the same systems and things. So that's kind of a behind the curtain function that happens with the patient or the member not really having to experience that. And again, differentiate to be able to say, you know, at Sanford, you have Sanford Health Plan insurance and you go to see a Sanford provider, your physician's deciding about prior approvals, not the insurance company. That's a powerful statement to be able to say, and a real differentiator that again, a Blue Cross or a United of the World can't say. And I guess the third thing I'd add to that, you know, whether you're a smaller regional plan or a big Blue Cross plan, you can't be successful without having good contemporary capabilities. And I think some of the regional provider-owned plans aren't necessarily contemporary just because, you know, just how they've evolved. A lot of times they've evolved being a TPA for the hospital employees or things like that, and which is fine. But in today's age, you've got to have capabilities that are comparable to the big players, and you've got to be able to do that.
And take a moment and talk about the journey in moving from Champaign, Central Illinois, to the Plain States. What's that like professionally, family-wise, all those kinds of things? I know you moved to a system that's twice as large, at least double the size, and so a big opportunity, and get to be president of the insurance plans there. No doubt you had a crazily successful time in running the plans in Champaign, so a big draw for them to bring you there. But talk about the journey for yourself, the professional journey and so forth, and relocating.
Yeah, so a great question. I was at Carle for over 30 years, so it was a big change. I think, you know, I was drawn to Sanford, familiar with Sanford because of an organization called the Clinic Club that Carle and Sanford belonged to. So I had been exposed to Sanford and was always intrigued by the level of innovation and some really cutting-edge things that Sanford has done that again, you could just see from the outside, even the ability to do some creative, innovative things, not only as a health system, but as a health plan as part of that system. Sanford wasn't quite as far along the journey as Carle was, so it gave me an opportunity to really leverage the things that I learned at Carle and make those things happen here at Sanford. And again, just a year in the journey here, but been, you know, pretty successful and feel really good about that. I think the other thing it gave me an opportunity to do personally was to see if my leadership skills were transferable. I'd been at Carle for 31 years. I'd kind of grown up in leadership at Carle, and at some level you wonder, well, are you good just because you do it here at Carle, or are you good because you can actually lead? And it was really a great professional experience for me to be able to say, no, you know, leadership skills are transferable, and you just have to learn how to maneuver in a different organization, obviously. So that's you know, that learning has been great. Loved Illinois, but it's been great to be here in South Dakota. It's a great place in the country. It's very similar in a lot of ways, but obviously it's got a Western flavor to it, and so very happy on all fronts.
Well, fantastic. And another question, when you look at this coming year and you talk about your top 1 to 3 priorities, how do you map those out? What are your top 1 to 3 priorities?
Yeah, they're very similar to what I just talked about. When you think about, you know, how do you make a health plan as part of a system successful? You know, my top priorities are to continue to learn in the Sanford system and to integrate the health plan into that in a successful way, building that differentiation ability. And then I think, you know, just trying to figure out the post-COVID world, what does that look like, and how is that going to challenge a health plan that's part of a system differently than maybe it had in the past, and what can we do to optimize and our preparedness for that.
Well, thank you very much, John. I'll ask you one final question, and I have a bias because I actually went to the University of Illinois in Champaign. But you think of that as largely the greatest school in the world, correct?
Oh, you're going to get me in trouble here. Illinois is a great school. No doubt about it. There's also great schools here in South and North Dakota as well.
We're excited to watch you on your professional journey. I've watched and had a chance to talk to you for now probably a couple decades. So it was fascinating for me to see you on the schedule and now at Safford Health, and so excited for the place where your career has taken you, and really excited for Safford Health to have your quality of leadership there running the health insurance plan now. Just a fantastic thing for, I hope, both you and Safford Health, a great system. And you're a great leader and a great person. So I hope that this goes great for you and for Safford Health.
Oh, Scott, thank you so much. It's really a pleasure to get to talk with you again, and looking forward to getting back to normal and getting back to some of your conferences.
Well, we hope so, John. From your mouth to God's ears, it's great to visit with you again today. Thank you
okay.
so much.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.